If your mind wanders. If your mind wanders, that's okay, the yoga instructor assured us, his voice soothing, otherworldly. Just bring it back again and again. I thought of my sister-in-law chasing after her dog, as if after a racehorse broken out of its corral. Percy flew across busy streets, trampled through flower beds, as if in pursuit of a squirrel, and Melissa sprinted, frantic, after him, a cellophane newspaper bag full of Percy's warm shit, clutched in her hand like a truncheon. Eventually, out of breath, she cornered him in a neighbor's driveway, as if she were a truant officer and Percy a schoolboy cutting class. Why would a person want a dog, I wondered, remembering my cat, curled up on the couch beside me as I read a book or watched TV. If he needed to relieve himself, he went to his litter box. When I looked up, the others in the yoga class were all stretched on their heels in child's pose, like devout Muslims in prayer. Still flat on my back, I caught the instructor's eye. Our little secret, I thought, scrambling into the new position.